A group of medical organizations and drug makers have written a letter to Congress to find new ways to fund the development of antimicrobial drugs such as antibiotics. As the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act, which helps fund government responses to disasters with things like vaccines, comes up for reauthorization in September. An industry spokesperson says, think of aircraft carriers and missiles. Well, this bill funds products that play the same role, but in defense of public health. And every year in the U.S., at least 2 million people are infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. At least 23,000 die because of those infections. Ike Swetlitz is Washington correspondent with our partners STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Ike, we've heard of drug companies looking for financial incentives to put time and effort into developing drugs. The writing of this letter was led by the Infectious Diseases Society of America, and they told you they were hoping for something called a market entry reward, you know, millions just to start their work. And a Pfizer spokesperson told you they want something called transferable exclusivity in the ultimate bill. What is that?
Yeah, so this letter is asking for economic incentives in general. And in meetings with congressional offices, you know, different signatories sort of pushing their own ideas. So what Pfizer told me they're supporting is this idea of transferable exclusivity, which is where a company that's developing a certain drug, maybe a new antibiotic, would get a voucher to extend the exclusivity of a different one of their products. So they'd be able to keep competitors off the market for longer. They could also sell that voucher to another company if they wanted to do that, too.
Well, what's the sense here, Ike? This sounds an awful lot like these drug makers kind of holding the government hostage. You know, you give us this or else we won't develop these antibiotics. Or is it that expensive for them to develop something for a market that really is only the government, not a wider market?
Right. So one of the challenges to developing these is that you really don't want to use antibiotics any more than you absolutely need to, because if you use them too much, then the bacteria will become resistant to them, which is the situation that we have right now. Mm-hmm. So companies can't and really, you know, don't want to market them the same way they market other drugs. So they just can't make as much money on them. But it's really important to have them around when you need them. So they need other sorts of economic incentives other than, you know, the regular market.
Right. These are going to be stockpiled. Hopefully we don't have to use them, but they'll be stockpiled by the government in the event of emergency. So the companies are saying they need a little financial incentive to do that.
Right. Or they, you know, could be used in a hospital if there's a need for it, but, you know, they don't want to be overused or overprescribed.
Right. But still, what is the sense? I mean, we do have the sense that drug makers have billions of dollars to develop drugs. Is there a sense that they're playing ball here?
So there are incentives that exist currently, and a lot of, you know, academics, economists, companies have been calling for more or maybe slightly different forms of incentives. Mm. So I think that the discussion is going to be over which sort of incentives are most effective, and maybe not the idea of whether or not there should be incentives
right.
at all.
There's agreement there. Well, but what is the antibiotic picture right now?
As you said before, there are a lot of infections that have become resistant to the antibiotics that are around. And, you know, this can show up anywhere from you have surgery and you get an infection during the surgery to, if something the government might be thinking about, if there's a nuclear attack and for the people who are still alive and have severe burns, those burns get infected. I mean, there's the sort of it runs the spectrum there, which is why the government's interested in it in this bill from a national security perspective.
Yeah. Well, but this administration in particular has not been friendly to science. Is there a sense that these requests will be taken seriously and will make their way into the new Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act, which, as we said, has to be, you know, re-upped?
By all accounts, this is a fairly bipartisan process, and the members of Congress who are leading it are, you know, trying to frame it, like I said before, as a national security issue, too. So it's, you know, not just the development of a new antibiotic, but it's the development of a tool that will help the country protect itself.
Mm. And so your sense is there will be success.
It seems like some sort of incentive, will work its way in. As I said, there are already some sorts of incentives, and, you know, it's just a matter of time to see and to see how the lobbying plays out as to what those will actually be.
That's Ike Swetlitz, Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT. Ike, thank you so much.
Thank you.